kind of thought Monday when I was out there on the deck, and boy, I just know that was going to be hit. But it, as the week went on, it just got where it just really, just I knew it wouldn't hit. And it just kept coming to me. There was somebody that needed to hear some of this here. And God knows more about what needs to be done than I do.
Amen.
I couldn't help. I'm not a preacher that thinks just because it's a certain day you need to preach on. I'm not. I really ain't. But I do believe in following the Lord, and when He lays something on your heart, I think there's a reason. I thought about the love of a mother.
Amen.
I've had a mom, and I know how she loved us. And I watched my wife be a mother to my children. And I watched how she loved them. And Brother Josh made a statement this morning in Sunday school, we're to pray for them, and then we'll give them back to the Lord when He gives them to us. We might read that just a little bit to do with Hannah. I want to just say a little something about Ruth. We'll try to go do a reading lesson. I'll try. I promise. I know it's done late. And I'm not trying to hold you here. I just love you, mamas.
Amen.
There's something I've always said. I love my children. I do. It's no way to explain to you how I love my children, but I know how my wife loves our children and our grandbabies. And Maggie wouldn't even have nothing to do with me till she was 4 years old. I mean, wouldn't even let me hold her. And Harvey started off that way, her grandson, her last one, and probably will be her last one. But he's got where he's loving me more than I love that. But Hannah prayed, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look upon the afflictions of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto thee, Lord, and all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. And I just want to read those couple of verses that she prayed for this baby. And she told the Lord, if you'll give him a man child, I'll give him back to you. And I want to just, I don't know why, but I just feel like I need to for you grandmothers here today. Naomi heard her husband had went to the land of Moriah. There'd been a famine there in Bethlehem, Judah, and they'd left and we'd went there, and her husband, Elimelech, and her two sons had died there, and she come back, and one of her daughter-in-law's followed her, Ruth, and when she come back, they called and said, Naomi, here's Naomi, and she said, no longer call me Naomi, but call me Mary, because the Lord had dealt bitterly with me, and her heart was broken, that we find over here in the end of this a little short book, four chapters of the book of Ruth, but there was a child born of the near kinsman and Boaz, and Ruth had a child, and Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and become a nurse unto it. And the women, neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born unto Naomi. And they called his name Obed, the father of Jesse and the father of David. And I want you to picture, I've watched my wife
over there with little Harvey. I've watched her with all my grandchildren. We've managed to keep them all. But I watched her so many times lately holding little Harvey in her arms, in her bosom. And I think about Naomi, how she'd lost her children. And then she had her grandson there, and the Lord had been merciful to her and give her a grandchild. And they said it had been a child born unto Naomi. They didn't just say unto the root, but it had been born unto her. And no doubt she nurtured after that baby and loved it. But I thought about how hard it is for a mom. I had to give up their child and let them go. And I began to study, and I was going to read for a reading lesson over out of Kings, where Solomon and all his wisdom, how when he took the baby that was one and had laid on her child, her little son had died, and he had died, and the next during the night she took another one's child into her arms and tried to claim that child, and the other one they took it to before Solomon the king, and Solomon, all his wisdom, he said, just divide the child. I'll take the sword and cut it in two, and I'll give one half to one of them, the other to the other. And the mother of the child said, don't do that. You let her have my baby. You give my baby to her. She had rather give up her child than to see it cut into another one. I said, just go ahead and divide it. I want you to know there's a difference in a true mother's love than one that loves a child. And Carrie Buck sits over there, Cameron holds them two precious babies. Is there something? Cameron's looking off over here. I can't help it, brother. That's the way we are. But Carrie Bug's looking, holding that little baby down there, looking at it, feeding it, nurturing it. That's the way a mama is. And how hard it is for a mama to give up their child. But you must let them go. And I want you to understand that this morning. I've preached before and preached to the lost, and I've seen mamas sit beside their little boys and their little girls, and you begin to get hard on it and begin to tell them about what's going to happen to them when they die. And them children, you can see them start tearing up, and mamas start trying to nurture them and taking care of them. But I'm going to tell you right now, I love you, but that's the wrong thing to do. Mama can't help you, and mamas, you can't help them in that situation. You've got to let them go. You've got to be willing to give them to the Lord. And if you can't do that, they're going to have a hard time, or a harder time getting saved. But I thought about how that woman was willing to give her child, and then I thought about over here Moses and his mother, and that's where her true thought really was. And I promise you, I probably won't be 5 more minutes. It'd take me longer to read it to be able to just make my few little points I want to make. But I think there's somebody needs to hear it today. There's some mama that maybe have lost her child. I want you to know, honey, if you'll let them go, the Lord will take care of them. I want you to know, and when they're little, the best thing you can do is just like Hannah before they ever born, before you ever conceive them in your womb, you need to be willing to just give them to the Lord, because they're His anyway. He's only letting us borrow for a little while. He made the first man, and He's made everyone since. They had come into Egypt there, and they was in bondage there. And the children of Israel began to grow. And Pharaoh said, what if we go into war? If we go into battle, there's more of them than it is us. And they begin to take up with our foes and go and fight with them against us. What are we going to do? And he began to make a decree that the children that was born that was male, they were to be killed, and the handmaids was to take care of that. But they didn't take the directions of the Pharaoh. And they was able to cast them. It finally got down. He said, you just cast them in the river. You cast them in there, but you kill every one of these children and these Israelite women. You kill every male child that was born of them. And in the second chapter of Exodus, and there went a man of the house of Levi and took a wife, a daughter of a Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him that he was a godly child, and she hid him 3 months. 3 months she got to have this little baby. She held him in her arms. She nurtured after him. But she began to see if her child was going to live, she was going to have to give him up. I want you to know today how these little children you hold in your arms, if they're going to live, you're going to have to give them up. I give them up to the Lord. But I come to, and this child was 3 months old. And when she could no longer hide him, listen to me, mamas. You can nurture him and hold him up on your arm. You can do all you can, but you cannot hide them from God. God sees their hearts. He knows what they are. And he realized there's going to come a day they'll come to an age of accountability. And God will see that. And there's no nurturing you can do. And there's no way you can hide them. And when she could no longer hide him. She took him in the ark of the bulrushes. I was sort of like cattails. I reckon the best I looked it up, that's what they showed them like. And she took them from the water's edge and she dabbed them with slime and with pitch and she put the child there in. And she laid him in the flags by the river's bank. I want you to know she had to lay her child down. She had to give for him to live. She had to give him up. And there's been so many times that I worry about my grandbabies. I worry about them all. Every time I try to pray, I talk to the Lord about saving my grandchildren. I want them to be saved. And honey, for that to happen, I've got to give them to him. He's the only one can save them anyway. And so do you. Amen. And she laid him at the river's brink. And the sister and his sister stood afar off and went what would be done to him. And the daughter of the Pharaoh, I want you to pay attention to this. This Pharaoh is trying to kill God's children. He's trying to kill these little babies that's been born. And ain't this just like God? He turns right around and takes the Pharaoh's daughter to come along and save the child. Honey, if she had been willing to give up her child would have been cast, thrown in the river and died. But she took him over there. She made the best she could for a little thing to float him in. And she laid him down there and gave him to God. She trusted in God enough to give that child, knowing that he would take care of her. And what did he do? He turned around and took the enemy. Ain't that just like him? Ain't that just like God? Turn around and take the enemy and use it to save the child. That may not mean nothing to y'all, but boy, it does to me. He can use anything he wants to. He's done it more than once. And the daughter of the Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And the maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe wailed. And she had compassion on him. I want you to know, listen today, honey, God can take and use anything and show compassion. And said, this is the one of the Hebrews' children. And then said unto his sister, the Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go call to thee a nurse? And a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee. And the Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And then the maid went and called the child's mother. I want you to know, I may be as far as I go, I don't know. But if you're willing to give them up as little babies to God, honey, someday he'll bring them back to you. I want you to know, Job never lost a child. He gained 10 more. She never lost her child because she laid him down at the foot of God. That's what a good mama does. A good mama raises them up. And the nurture of God, she does like Hannah. She takes them to the house of God. When that little baby was weaned, probably about 2 years old, how Samuel, she took him to the house of God, gave him to the Lord, and that's where he lived. But honey, she got him back one day. I believe that in all my heart. Honey, if you've lost a child, you're going to get them back someday if you're a child of God, and they was. Now listen to me. Honey, if you, the best thing you can do, if you love them, is give them to the Lord.
Amen.
I watch her sit over there with a little hurry. I don't remember her ever doing this with any of them. She'll get a little fidgety, and She'll get him up here, and she'll rock him up in the treetop. She'll rock it, baby, and he'll go, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, I got a call this morning. Got a little scared. Don't know how it's going to come out, but hoping it's, praying it's okay. But either way, he's God. He's the Lord's. And I'm thankful for that. When I hold my daddy, was named Harvey, they named that little baby after Harvey. When I hold him, it's just something special about that baby. They told her Friday, the doctor said he'll probably, by the charts, he'll be 6'5". I hope he never gets so big that he don't weigh humble.
Amen.
They're precious. Look at these little babies all around us here. Give them to the Lord.
Amen.
Bring them here and lay them at an altar. This altar, not Salem, but lay them at the feet of Jesus.
Yes.
Honey, make you the ark they need to be in. The little ark he made. I want you to know it represented Christ.
Amen.
Just as our ark in Noah built it represented Christ. And we need to lay them down there in that safety of God.
Amen.
I believe I can. I just give them to the Lord. When you pray, Lord, you take my children, you raise them, and you bring them up in the way they should be. I worry myself to death. Brandon was taking the boys fishing, Yersey, Logan, and Easton. I worried till I knew they got home. But I promise you, I could have been sitting there with them, holding their hands. And the Lord could tuck them. You could be the best mama, and you'd be the best daddy that ever had walked the face of this earth. Mary stood at the foot of the cross and had to give her son.
Amen. Yep.
What a thing she could do about it. His hour had come.
Yep.
And honey, she had to give her baby up. You love them, give them to God. He's the one that can watch over them. He's the one that can take care of them. As good as y'all are good mamas, my wife is a good mama. She's a good grandmother. I can tell you that. And she's a good wife. That Shunammite woman loved her child so much. His head began to hurt. I believe that's a picture of one becoming lost. He died right there in his father's lap. He said, get this child to his mother. You know what that was? Where Hannah wanted her child tucked to. It was a picture of the old church. And honey took that child to its mother. And you know what the mother done? She couldn't save the child. But she knew the one that could. And that's what the church does. We can't save them, but we take them to the one that can. And that's what she done. She took him to the man of God. And the man of God laid across that child and breathed in his nostril, and that child become alive. It's a picture of somebody getting saved. There's pictures of all good mamas all through the Bible. And every good mama, every one of them, was willing to give their babies up to the Lord. Eunice and Lois and Eunice, the grandmother and the mother, how did they raise Timothy up? Admonition of the Lord. They taught him from a child up. He knew what he must do to be saved. Are you a good mama? Are you? If you're a good mama, you won't be here just on Mother's Day. You'll come back here next Sunday. And you know what? You'll show up the next Sunday. And you know what'll happen then? You'll come the next Sunday. You know why? Because that's more important than anything else you can do for your children. So are you a good mama? That's between you and the Lord. Somebody needs to hear this. Amen. Be a good mama. Love your babies. Amen. Give them to God. Bring them and raise them up in the church. Teach them the ways. And honey, someday you or that child, one, will go home to be with the Lord. But as David said, as he prayed there, he got up and cleaned himself up, and he said, I can't bring the child back. But he said, I can go be with him. If you'll give them to the Lord, you'll get them back. If you want to keep them to yourself and be selfish and hold on to them, then you're going to lose them. Give them to the Lord. Give them to God. He can take care of them. When I can't, people, first thing Maggie done this morning when she found something wrong, she texted her mama. She needed been talking to one a whole lot, and I'm sure she did. I'm sure she did. I have no doubt. But she needed been talking to one that had more power than her mama and her daddy. I love y'all. I love you moms. I love my mama. I had one girlfriend. She's sitting right over there. When come time to get married, mama said, you sure about this, son? My mama, she loved her. Don't think she did. She didn't have a thing against her. Not one thing. She, matter of fact, she probably thought more of her when she died than she did me. But she wanted her baby. I was her baby boy. And she wanted me to get the right one. And she knew I'd never had a girlfriend before. So she was like, you sure? She wanted the best for me. You want the best for your babies? Give them to the best.
That's my little thought, as scattered as it may have been. Rattled around my brain for the last 2 or 3 days.
Amen.
Didn't know if I was going to get to preach or not, but somebody needed to hear it.
Amen.
May have been nobody but me. Thankful for good mamas. Thankful for the one that loved me. I'm going to see her again someday.
Yep.
You got a song, brother.